here in Philadelphia, we had our own things going on. You know, we had little clubs and stuff that we could go to. Drag queens could come in. We could come in women's clothes and be respected. But it was in the black neighborhood. Remember, segregation was running rampant here in Philadelphia during that time. So I was from North Philly. So there were places, Gay Paris, which was a jazz club we could go to. There was the Calypso Bar on Columbia Avenue. So we had our little venues over here. You know, and we were calling ourselves, we were people that were in the life. Let's be real clear. We're people that are in the life. That's the way African Americans identified themselves. And then later, through the years, came the gay and lesbian movement. And that was real hard for me to struggle with, to get on board with that. And now it's just out of, well, it's what it is with all the alphabets and all of that. But that's where that comes in.
So black people didn't necessarily say, I'm gay.
No, we're in the life. We're lifers. We're in the life. I'm in the life. And then, you know, as the gay movement moved forward, and we saw that there might be a place at the table for us, we forgot that racism is in every fabric of America, even our gay and lesbian community. And they are judgmental people. It is what it is. But I can't sell my gayness or let my gayness be bought and deny my blackness. The two go hand in hand, like hand in glove.
And so did you ever, I mean, there's a lot of gay black people who mm-hmm. very much felt comfortable within the white gay community. And at that time, they...
Right. And a lot of, no, I did not.
And why?
Why? Because first of all, you was white and you didn't like me because you was still calling me the N-word and what you were doing to me in your white skin, even though you gay. The gayness doesn't separate the racism. And let's be real clear with that. They talk about come out the closet. Let's come out the closet with our segregation for one another and that whole piece. You know, I think a lot of times people think that we are just a homogenized community and everybody love everybody. Well, they don't. We come out of the human experience, and that ain't real.